Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Shannon McQuaid, a ministry professional, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Everyone, I want to share with you once again just a little bit of some fruits that's come from my time in Lexio, and this time from the Gospel of Mark, where Jesus heals a paralytic. So let's begin in prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, open our hearts, open our minds, open our ears to your presence, to your words today. This comes from Gospel of Mark, chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And when he had returned to Capernaum after some days, it was reported that he was at home. And many were gathered together, so that there was no longer room for them, not even about the door. And he was preaching the word to them. And they came, bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. When they could not get near him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him. And when they had made an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic lay. And when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now, I think it's beautiful the boldness of the paralytic's friends to remove the roof and to lower the paralytic to where Jesus is. How bold to bring their friend, knowing that he needs healing and that Jesus is the one to heal him, and to do everything possible to get their friend to the side of Jesus. And the grace with which Jesus looks at the paralytic and says, "Child, your sins are forgiven." Now I think of our own personal experience with our desires and our needs in which we approach the Lord. Do we have the boldness that their friends had to lower him down to Jesus? Do we have that boldness to just straight up ask Jesus for what we want or what we need? Jesus knows our desires and what's on our hearts, but he asks that we come and ask for them. So do we have that boldness to blatantly ask the Lord to fulfill our desires, or do we beat around the bush instead? How about our friends? A few podcasts ago, I talked about the importance of good, solid friendships and how they're going to bring us to the Lord. So I once again want you to ponder what kind of friends you have. Are they ones that will lower you to the Lord, knowing that he's the one that will heal you? Will they bring you to the presence of the Lord? Now, I was praying the office of readings this morning, and this is Tuesday of the fourth week of Ordinary Time, and the second reading in the office of readings comes from St. Irenaeus, and the last line says, "Weakness allowed strength its full play, and so revealed God's kindness and great power." Our weakness allows the strength of the Lord to reveal his kindness and his great power in our lives. Are we humble enough to expose our own weakness, to ask the Lord to fulfill that weakness, to fill it with what he desires? We have to have the humility to recognize that we need the Lord. How often are we not humble enough to even ask somebody else for help when we need help, when the weight of life is overbearing? This week, I encourage you to look at your life and see where you need the Lord the most, or maybe where you have a desire that's not yet fulfilled and you want the Lord to fulfill that, and to be bold, but yet humble enough to ask the Lord very specifically for what you want of him, and to encourage your friends and those around you to do the same. Let's close in a prayer. Blessed Mother, I ask that you come and wrap us in your mantle. Give us the boldness and the strength to approach your Son, to ask him very specifically of our needs and our wants, knowing that he hears us, that he takes those, and he provides for us. Ask that you be with us as we walk to the foot of the cross and lay them there, and as we walk with others. Mother Mary, we entrust all this to you as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.